Hey everybody, Radical Russ here at Dag Hammarskjöld Plaza for the SSDP event. They are demonstrating and showing off art and explaining the international drug war to the public here, and we've got one of the finest SSDP speakers. I loved your talk the other day. Introduce yourself to the crowd and where are you from?
My name is Brett Phelps. I'm from Farmington, New Mexico, and I'm the chapter leader of Students for Sensible Drug Policy at the University of New Mexico School of Law.
I love that we're getting more SSDP chapters at law schools. How do your law school officials react to that?
Our faculty has been nothing but supportive. Really, it was something that I was nervous going into law school. I knew that's what I wanted to do. That's the only reason I went. And I was nervous about how it was actually going to go down. But from the very first day, my first professor, you know, they're going around the class asking who you are, where you're from, what you want to do. And I said I wanted to work on drug policy reform. And professor just said, that's great. We need more people doing that. And it's been, all support since then.
When you opened your speech the other night at the awards ceremony, you gave a bunch of hypotheticals about people getting busted and what that experience is like. You want to run that down for me again?
Yeah. So my speech on Saturday was about a vision for a post-prohibition world. And so my vision on that was about making peace with the police and how when we end prohibition, we can really rethink the way that we deal with police. So I started my talk off with some of my more negative encounters that I've had with police in the past. You know, I wasn't really causing too much trouble, but I ended up in the wrong place in the wrong time a lot of times. And I actually, have been charged with marijuana possession and or paraphernalia 3 times. Luckily, I have never actually been convicted, you know, but there's been some crazy stuff. I've done a lot of time on probation. I had a real kick-ass public defender that helped me out with one case. So, it was all that craziness and cops pointing guns at me and all that led me into this place that I am now.
So the legalization then is one of the tools we need to do to make peace with the police.
Absolutely, yeah. So by legalizing cannabis and other drugs, it changes the dynamic in terms of how law enforcement sees the general population and can treat them. You know, if anyone who's even suspected of having drugs is a potential criminal, then it really, makes it an us against them kind of situation. So by moving legalization forward and allowing police to focus on serious crime, I really think that can have a dramatic impact on, you know, community police relations.
Some of the ways we've been successful in getting cannabis re-legalized have had to do with a tax argument. A lot of people smoke pot. We can tax them, make some money. There's been a criminal justice argument. There's been a marijuana safer than alcohol argument. What do we do as we move on to these other drugs that aren't necessarily safer and won't necessarily raise a lot of taxes? How do we move that ball forward?
Really looking at it as a social justice and human rights issue, right? The liberty and freedom to be able to put what you want into your own body is something that translates much better beyond marijuana. You know, marijuana is really a great starting point, right? And the momentum is really in our favor. But if we're looking at it from a broader human rights perspective and the injustices socially, economically, and environmentally that are caused by this war on drugs, I think it really can help us broaden our perspective in terms of ending prohibition.
Excellent. Now, is there any contact info or websites you'd like to give out for folks if they want to get in touch with you?
Absolutely. Got a shout out, ssdp.org. You can find me on Facebook, Brett James Phelps, Twitter, at Brett J. Phelps, or brett.phelps@ssdp.org. Always happy to talk to supporters or the haters. Let me know any questions, comments. I'd love to talk to you.
All right, thank you so much, Brett.
Hey, thanks for having me, Russ. Always great to see you.